a golden title floats into place under spotlight, the Muppet Studio. A view zooms through the O to reveal a full moon. Below, a pair of headlights cuts through heavy fog.
We get it almost every night.
A vintage hearse comes into view, its license plate reading, "To Die For." Gonzo stands out the sunroof in a tuxedo.
Happy Halloween!
He lowers back inside and settles down beside Pepe.
Wow! I can't believe the invitation came with this free limo ride.
Si, si, all the fancy Hollywood mansion parties have limos.
Yeah!
Which is why all my girlfriends are texting.
Oh, what do they say?
Texts read, "Who dis, go away, and blocked."
All good things.
Oh. Hello?
Hi, old Gonzo!
Hey, Kermit! What a great costume!
He's dressed as Miss Piggy.
You know, Piggy thought it would be funny if people...
Hi-ho! Guess who I am? I'm Kermit! And Kermit is me, get it? Go on, say it, say it!
Okay.
Come on!
Hey, Kermit! Who is the most amazing girl in the universe?
Yes, Piggy! You are!
Guess who wrote that?
I did.
She walks off.
So, Gonzo, when are you getting here, huh?
I'm so sorry. I actually can't come to the party.
Oh no, why not?
Well, you remember my favorite magician, the Great MacGuffin?
Is he the guy with the fish?
You rang?
No, we did not.
Okay.
Lucialand leaves.
Well, tonight is the 100th anniversary of MacGuffin's disappearance.
Disappearance?
Yeah, and there's a special once-in-a-lifetime fear challenge in the mansion where it happened.
Oh, wow, what's the challenge?
To spend the night in the most haunted mansion in the world.
Well, that sounds like your kind of night, Gonzo. Mm. Yeah, you know, we're sure gonna miss you.
Thanks, but if I can't pull off a great stunt like this, then what's the use of calling me the Great Gonzo?
You know...
You don't have to be the Great Gonzo to be Great Gonzo.
I'll see you there, Kermit.
Oh, Scooter, you look great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. The chef's carving pumpkins.
Oh, well,
the Swedish chef chases a pumpkin with a chainsaw.
Mercy.
Okay, I gotta go, Gonzo. But don't forget to eat Halloween breakfast tomorrow morning.
I think we're having pumpkin pancakes.
The pumpkin bumps into Kermit before racing off.
Bye.
You know, Pepe, I kind of feel bad that we're not going to the party.
Every year, same thing, same happens. We see them all the times. Tonight, we go to the Bean Mansion's party.
For the last time, it's not a party. It's a Halloween challenge.
Talk about a challenge. Try getting a date for this party, okay?
The limo stops and a partition lowers.
All righty, boys. This is the place. You sure about this?
Oh, yeah. And can we set a pickup time for the morning?
Oh, that won't be necessary. I always drop folks off here, but I never seem to pick them up.
Lightning flashes.
Every time.
Well, we're gonna be the first. We'll see you in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Heard that before.
Speaking of pickups, how'd you like to be my plus one?
Dead prawn walking.
The driver closes the partition.
That's a nope.
The limo pulls away, leaving Gonzo and Pepe by a set of large wrought iron gates.
Whoa, will you take a look at this place?
Yeah, no one here.
Where's the parties?
The gates slowly swing open.
Oh my goodness. Cool.
Oh, I love these rich Hollywood types pulling out all the stops and the monies, okay? I bet they'll hand out swag bags with great parting gifts.
You mean departing gifts?
I don't get it. What do you mean? What you talking about?
As they step through the gates and head toward a looming Gothic-style building, a title appears. Muppets Haunted Mansion. Bats flutter past the title.
Yeah. Wait. Listen. Oh, there's somebody there.
What? Oh.
Heading into a graveyard, they near a caretaker chiseling at a tombstone with a Muppet dog beside him.
Hello?
The man lifts a lantern.
Who's there?
Hola. We're here for the parties.
Party?
The dog and the caretaker share a look.
What party?
Oh, the Great MacGuffin's anniversary.
The dog trembles fearfully.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Mr.
Shh. Please. Don't wake him up.
Wake him up? Wake who up?
The caretaker rises to his feet.
Please, oh please, though they're all deceased, I beg of you on bended knee. Please, oh please, let them rest in peace. For once they start, they never cease.
Ooh, it's like a show.
Ghosts appear.
You see, here lies good old Fred. A great big rock fell on his head. Ooh. And at peaceful rest lies Brother Claude, planted here beneath the sod.
Claude holds a drink.
The First Lady of Opera, Haunting Harriet, searched for a tune but never could carry it.
Fred shakes his head. Claude's glass shatters.
Poor cousin Maud, who never awoke the night her dreams went up in smoke.
Maud blows on a marshmallow and flames billow.
Though they're all deceased, we must beware the spirits released.
A prisoner ghost.
Rest in peace, cousin Hewitt. We all know you didn't do it.
Hewitt winks.
Mary wrote mysteries with masterful quill, not knowing the ink of words could kill.
Mary licks her feather pen and drops.
Please let them rest in peace. Once they start, they never cease. And right before your very eyes,
stone busts sing.
Climbs high o'er the dead oak tree. Spooks arrive for the midnight spree. Creeping creeps with leery eyes. Doctors shriek and harmonize. Grim pretty ghosts come out to socialize. Grim pretty ghosts come out to socialize.
The ghosts vanish. The caretaker flees.
Come on, enough of this spooky-dooky pre-show. Let's go inside for the parties.
Okay.
Gonzo and Pepe trot over to the mansion while lightning flashes. As they cross the building's porch, the front doors burst open. A mustached man stands holding a candelabra.
Welcome, foolish Muppets. The great Gonzo. I'm so glad you accepted the invitation.
Oh, thank you for sending it, Mr.
I shall be your host this evening. Your ghost host.
Ooh, you're very scary.
Well, hello there. Who might you be?
Oh, this is my friend Pepe. He loves parties.
Si, are there a lot of the famous peoples inside?
Si, senor.
Subtitles appear. Muy yes, sir. Closer. Very famous. Do you speak Spanish?
No. Now, if you would please, walk this way.
Okay.
They follow the host inside.
Now, if I may, a few rules regarding tonight's very special Halloween challenge.
Yes, do tell.
Within these walls are your fears and your frights. Face them all bravely to survive through the night.
He's rhyming.
For if by sunrise you fail this endeavor, then you, Itu Amigo, must remain here forever.
A skeleton and mummy appear.
Nice one, guys. So let me make sure I got this. We just have to survive the night in this haunted mansion.
No, that's too many dun-duns, isn't it?
I thought we discussed shaving a haircut.
No, he wanted ominous sting, didn't he?
Right.
Dun-dun-da.
Dun-dun.
Sorry, he's new.
I'm new.
The ghoulish couple leaves.
Thank you. Take it over there. It'd be great.
Now, if you'll follow me, gentlemen. And no flash pictures, please.
Oh.
The spirits are frightfully sensitive to bright lights.
Ooh, they're sensitive. Oh, no.
They enter an octagonal chamber.
So, please, you could point me to the VIP room, por favor, to mingle with the Beyoncés, the Ryan Goslings, the Bart Pitts.
I'm sorry. My friend's a bit of an acquired taste.
Oh, no para mí.
Not for me. His accent reminds me of my youthful days in Malaga.
Yo soy de Malaga.
I know. I know all.
Oh, you've done it again, haven't you?
I done done it twice.
It's just not spine chilling, is it?
Being scary as hell.
Sorry.
Anyway, I am sorry about that because they don't get a lot of visitors.
Mm. I really love these portraits. The subjects look vaguely familiar.
Yes. Everything here will seem familiar. Your eyes may deceive you as the spirits respond to your sympathetic vibrations.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, si. But where's the famous people's room? Because we are the celebrities. We're the Muppets.
The chamber begins to stretch upward.
Whoa. Oh, cool.
That sounds like a fun house.
Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination?
The portraits on the wall, which include paintings of Link Hogthrob, Janice, and Crazy Harry, all grow taller and taller as the chamber stretches.
You know what? I just realized this room has no windows and no doors.
Which offers this chilling challenge. To find a way out!
Everything goes dark.
Wait a minute. You mean a way out of the room or out of the house?
What? The candelabra lights up again.
You're kind of killing the moment here. I meant the room.
Sorry.
All goes dark again. The lights come back on, revealing a screaming goat between Gonzo and Pepe and the host Gon.
Okay, first of all, where did he go? And second of all, what is your problem, okay?
Pepe recoils, knocking a hidden door open.
I found the way out. Secret door? Classic!
Okay, this is the last thing I'm gonna say. This better lead to the party people's room.
Pepe, don't you get it yet? This is not some silly Halloween party. This place is really haunted.
Okay. If I don't see some champagne cocktails and horsey d'oeuvres ASPCA, I'm out of here.
Well, whatever you say. Come on, I think the ghost is clear.
He heads off.
Very funny. The ghost is clear. Like the coast is clear.
A ghost turns to us.
Don't worry, folks. We're not going to be explaining all the jokes.
It floats after the pair. As Gonzo and Pepe move down a hallway, they pass several paintings. A portrait of the newsman briefly shows his skull, and one of Yolanda Rat also shifts creepily. They reach a framed poster showing a magician with a fish in his pocket, his face hidden behind a playing card.
Look at this guy and his red fish. Who would even pay to watch them do anything?
It's him. Hmm. The Great MacGuffin. It was 100 years ago tonight that he disappeared from this very mansion.
Lightning flashes across the poster.
Imagine. I could be standing on the very spot where the MacGuffin once stood.
See, I'd like to be standing where the party is, okay?
Pepe trots off.
Hola, party peoples, party peoples.
Gonzo stares up at the poster, which reads, The Great MacGuffin, Master of Magic, and his red herring, Pee-wee. He heads off to join Pepe.
Ooh, cobwebs.
They pass a suit of armor holding an axe. The axe comes down between them.
Ooh, nice one.
Pepe flees to a potted plant, which pops up an eyeball and opens a fang-filled maw. Pepe tears off. Meanwhile, Gonzo passes by niches containing busts of Bunsen and Beaker. The sculptures' heads turn as he walks past. Gonzo looks at them, then continues on.
I had so hoped we'd have a bigger cameo, Beaky.
Me, ma, ma, ma.
Budget.
Back with Pepe, the prawn dashes past a closed door, then returns. Adjusting his bow tie, he opens the door and heads inside. A sign on the door reads, Famous People's Room. Inside, John Stamos sits at a table in a tux.
Hola, celebrities, I'm here!
Well, you look at that.
You're one stands most!
Close.
But where are all the, famous peoples?
Who needs famous people when you have the two of us?
Oh. But you are an impossibly handsome man.
You, my friend, are an impossibly handsome...
King Prawn.
Mm, what?
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed this, but this place is crazy.
You know what? Because you're so famous, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, okay? My most famous secret. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yes.
Come a little closer.
Okay.
A little closer.
Yeah.
Not that close, it's bright.
Plankton.
You ready?
John's face turns into that of a freckle. Pepe flees the room. He holds the door closed as someone taps his shoulder.
Pepe, whoa! Take it easy.
This place is crazy. With all the smokes and the mirrors and the animatronics, I'm out of here.
Pepe runs off, but ends up back where he started.
How did you...
The prawn glances around in confusion.
I'm out of here.
He runs off, but the same thing happens again. Pepe's mouth hangs open.
Pepe?
He dashes off again. Gonzo turns expectantly, but Pepe doesn't appear. Gonzo peers down a dark corridor. He trudges toward a door at the end of the hall as the hands on a grandfather clock spin backward. Arriving at the door, Gonzo reaches out a hand and grips the snake-shaped door handle. He cautiously steps into the room. The door closes behind him, revealing Pepe pinned to it, spread eagle.
Gonzo.
Gonzo turns.
How did you...
Don't ask. Peel me.
Okay.
Gonzo pulls his friend off the door.
Stuck there.
Whoa, seance.
Come on.
Miss Piggy's head appears inside a crystal ball.
This just keeps getting better and better.
I don't think so.
Goblins and goonies from last Halloween. Awaken the spirits with your tambourine.
A tambourine floats by.
Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond. Let there be music from regions beyond.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem appear in the air.
That is amazing. How are you doing that?
Excuse moi, but you are interrupting the mysterious Madame Pagota. Stop! Will you turn it down? I can't hear myself think!
Take five, everybody. Break time! Break time!
Whoa, we're not taking a break. Who said break?
Oh, I could have sworn she called a break.
It's like a union thing, right?
Oh, you heard the Hogshead, guys. Time to dematerialize.
Where are you going? No.
The band vanishes.
Well, great. Hey, since you're on a break, can you contact somebody from the great beyond?
Huh, I wish. But the Wi-Fi in here is lousy. It's like a total dead zone. Ugh. You know what else is lousy? This is my biggest scene in this whole special, and they stick my head in a fishbowl.
I think we should go.
See. Do you foresee a way out of here for us?
Fine.
Miss Piggy closes her eyes.
Pumpkin spice lattes and the vampire bat. You must find a door with the glowing exit.
Exit?
I don't know. You try and rhyme with bat.
Fat, rat, hat.
How you doing?
It's Bubba.
Right this way. And I prefer husky.
Oh, okay, go.
The rat guides them toward a sign spelled EXAT.
She is good.
Tips are encouraged.
Don't trust free cheese.
Kim!
A maid rushes to Miss Piggy.
There's a smudge on the crystal again.
Yes, madam.
Thank you.
The maid rolls her eyes and walks off.
Ow, for crying out loud.
Her sneeze fogs up the crystal ball. Meanwhile, Gonzo and Pepe stand in a hall.
Pepe? Which way?
Out.
A light appears at the end of the hall and draws nearer like a train approaching.
Whoa, cool.
Choo-choo! Coming through!
It's Sweetums pushing a food cart with a light strapped to his head. Gonzo and Pepe try to escape as the cart rushes up behind them. Gonzo tumbles onto the top of the cart.
I knew there'd be a rise!
Welcome aboard!
How you doing, Pepe?
Pepe clings to the front of the cart. In a grand ballroom featuring a long banquet table, ghosts party. Chip stands on a chandelier as couples spin around the dance floor, including Wayne and Wanda.
Dancing with you makes me feel so light on my feet.
That's because we don't have feet.
They glance down.
I just adore the decor, don't you?
Why, you like things that are old and decrepit.
I'm dancing with you, aren't I?
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, some of my ghoul friends are having me for dinner.
Awkward.
Beverly the turkey stares at Howard Tubman.
Nothing. Here we go. And one.
One, two, three, one.
Pops and Sam the Eagle glide out of their portraits and face off.
Draw!
They begin sketching.
Boo!
A ghost pops up, then soars off. Out in the hall, Sweetums loses control of the food cart and crashes into the ballroom. Joe from Legal turns to us.
That was unsafe.
You fellas okay?
Yeah, fine.
Sweetums straightens his tipped cart.
Sorry, everybody. Food's here.
A ghost turns to Chip.
Though I says to him, I says, see through you.
Gonzo stands with Pepe.
Well, you finally got the party you wanted.
Aren't you crazy? I said famous peepers, not scary peepers.
While playing an organ, Rolf turns to us.
Hey, it's a gig. And I get all the bones I can chew. Until they want them back. And now, it's showtime!
Kermit materializes on a small stage.
Thank you, and welcome to the Mansion Show! Boo! Oh, we have got a great show for you tonight, folks, guaranteed to tickle your funny bones!
He magically produces a cane.
Oh, how about that? Whales and ghouls, please welcome our very own Gazi the Hatbox Bear!
Hiya, hiya, hiya. Boy, you're a scary audience. Usually I'm worried about dying up here, but it looks like you beat me to it.
Statler and Waldorf float over.
No, not you guys. Don't you have anything better to do than boo me?
We're ghosts. Yeah, booing comes with the territory.
Wait, wait, I haven't told my best joke. What happens if you don't pay your exorcism bill? You get repossessed. Shaka waka.
Fozzie's head appears in a hatbox.
Terrible. This is not funny. CC and his head came off.
Okay, okay. Wasn't that great, folks?
No! No! No!
Ooh. Hold on. Looks like we have some new ghosts. Guests.
A spotlight hits Gonzo and Pepe.
Fiends, omens, and bogeymen, lend me your fears. We come not to praise Gonzo, but to bury him.
Kermit pops beside them.
Oh, and his little amigo, too.
We now invite you to sit back and relax as our 999 residents proudly presents your funeral.
The host motions and a drummer taps a row of skulls. Kermit dances.
Welcome to the life hereafter, sleepless nights, eternal laughter. By the farm, push up some daisies.
One good time is creepy crazy.
Hi, wanna come play with me?
Fresh du jour.
And daily nightmares.
You so scared to raise your knuckles.
If you think it's too macabre, follow the floating candelabra.
Two rats dance over.
But he ain't French and he can't prove.
We did that in a beastly cartoon.
It was a beauty. We'll never rest, we'll never cease, till you finally rest in peace.
Chip floats by.
You can fly, you can float,
or you can scream just like a goat.
But to grant your endless wishes,
first you must sleep down with the fishes.
Piranha snap.
Hold on, I'm a sleepy.
Rain or snow,
lightning or thunder,
Marty is down here 6 feet under.
Two freckles pop up with Carl.
Trick or treat,
take a smell of my feet,
and give me something good to eat.
You're all alone, but don't be scared. We've got your wig all pre-prepared.
Hi, I'm serving soup. It's a cream mock tortoise and a yummy red that pairs with rigor mortis.
It's also dopey. I'm complaining.
At least it's almost entertaining.
Your attention, please. Please remain seated in your doom buggy, and we will continue our tour momentarily.
Oh, no. The only thing worse than being stuck in here with you is being stuck in here with them!
We tell jokes!
I do tricks!
My deadly candlesticks!
Fozzie's head joins with a rubber chicken's body.
Come on now and lift your glass.
Filled with poison sassafras.
The Swedish chef serves drinks, then Joe from Legal holds up a will.
Sign your will, deed and trust. Comes it's time to bite the dust.
Crashing your chips, we're not joking. Now's the time you should be croaking. You're so great, one can't compare.
Ghosts spin in a circle.
No one has your
savoir faire. It's time to turn your whole life story into a memento mori.
Folks by folks and one by one, until you shout, my life is done.
Come join us in this life hereafter.
Sleepless nights, eternal laughter.
A skull bounces over lyrics. Chickens pop up and dance, then Kermit swings his cane.
Rest in peace.
Ha ha! Yes! Yes!
1,000 times yes!
And one time no way, Jose.
That was incredible!
Oh, thank you. We're here all week, and all year, and also through all eternity.
Lucky! How did you die?
Who, me? Oh, I croaked.
Fozzie's head floats down in the box.
Good one!
How'd you die? On stage?
I'm dead?
He vanishes.
Oh, dear.
I must say, Gonzo, you don't seem at all frightened.
Oh, nothing scares me.
Well, we shall see about that.
The ghoulish couple rushes over.
Oh, we've missed it, haven't we?
And it was the big one, too.
Sorry.
Enough. Gonzo, let's get out of here. If we don't go now, we're gonna...
Pepe freezes as he spots a dark-haired woman at the top of a staircase. His mouth hangs open as he stares up at her. The woman's glowing heart can briefly be seen pulsating right through her chest. She glides slowly down, and Pepe steps toward her, closing the distance between them.
Why, hello there, short red incrustations.
Hola, princesa.
Do you speak Spanish? Yes, and you?
Yes. Sí.
Yes, my handsome...
Gumbo.
Gamba.
Prawn.
But yeah. Close enough.
So do you believe in love at first sight, or should I float by again?
Oh, no. You don't go nowhere.
You know, this party's dead. Why don't you and I leave, Jumbo?
See, we should... Did you just... Call me Jumbo?
Why, yes, I couldn't help but notice that you are a king.
Pepe drops to the floor. He rises.
Say again.
You are a king. Prom.
He faints again.
Just look here. Hey. You okay?
Okay.
Okay, come with me.
Okay.
Gonzo and the host stand in a hallway.
It appears the prawn has made a friend, Gonzo. But since you aren't busy, I'd like to show you something.
Cool. I hope it's finally something scary.
They walk.
You may consider yourself to be fearless, Gonzo, but everyone is afraid of something.
Not me. You could unscrew my head, take a look inside, and you wouldn't find a single fear.
That could be arranged.
Cool.
Now, here comes your challenge. Of all the guests we've ever had, of all the doors within these halls, there is but one room no one has ever dared to enter.
Ooh, what's that? The shark room? The lava pit? The critics' circle?
Room 999.
No, not now, not now.
How do I find room 999?
This shall illuminate your way.
He lets go of his candelabra, and it floats off down the hallway.
But what if I,
Gonzo turns to find he's alone. Huh. The host reappears.
Yes?
Nothing.
Did I scare you?
No, I love this. Come on.
The key is to face your fears. No matter how terrifying.
He vanishes in a flash.
Ooh! Indoor lightning. Fantastic.
In an attic, Pepe sits with the woman.
Oh, Giovanni.
Oh, you are so cute.
Oh, I know.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, I won't.
Oh, you know what you are. King Prawn. Yes. You are my big Jumbo King Prawn.
Eyes wide, Pepe faints.
What happened?
Photos show the woman with different grooms.
So this is where I spend most of my time, amongst my memories. Resting, scrapbooking, doing yoga, sharpening cutlery.
Oh, it's so cozy.
But mostly, all I would hope for is to meet someone just like you, Pepe.
Pepe.
Oh, Pepe.
See?
I can't hide my feelings for you any longer.
Really?
Really? I could just eat you alive, my sweet water meat.
Okay.
The grooms float out of the photos.
Wow, that's a new one, Sal. I don't think she's ever eaten anyone before, has she?
Lou Zealand holds up his fish.
Yeah, she never tried to eat me or Alberta.
Yeah. Well, she did nibble my neck once before she snapped it. So lovingly.
What's wrong with him?
How should I know? I never married her.
Oh, Pepe. I just want to smother you in my love. Oh. I want to kill you with kindness. Oh. I want to drown you in kisses.
Oh. Well, I can hold my breath a long time.
Let's be married, you and I. You'll be my groom and I will be your bride. We'll spend forever side by side. Imagine that. What a spooky ride.
They dance across the room.
Stand together for eternity. Till death do we part. This for me, and sure for favor that I foresee forever, my love, just you and me.
Don't hide your love and act so shy.
How could I resist since you caught my eye?
Haunting each other, dust till dawn. I'll be your one,
and I will be your prize. Together for eternity. To death we are dancing in harmony.
If we're spooking vibes, giving the creeps. Be careful, pal, she plays for keeps.
I was chopped up.
I was brown.
Hey, I was buried in that kooky ground.
Ooh,
sorry.
What's the matter with you? You can't say that. This is a family show.
What are you doing?
Haunting each other, dust till dawn.
I'll be your wife.
And I will be your prune.
Pepe faints again. The bride's heart glows in her chest. She opens her red eyes. Meanwhile, Gonzo follows the floating candelabra down a shadowy hallway, passing bulging, shaking doors, twisting handles, and flapping door knockers. He reaches a door with a number plate reading 999.
So this is it! The greatest challenge of my career. I wonder if...
The candelabra floats off.
Gee. Nobody says goodbye here. They just ghost you. Oh, I get it.
The door swings open and Gonzo peers inside.
Hello?
He steps into the room.
I'm not afraid of the dark, you know. Or echoes. Clever.
The door closes and three skull-shaped locks engage.
Cool.
On the other side, the number plate rotates to read 666. Meanwhile,
grape, please.
The bride feeds Pepe a Muppet spider with a body like a grape.
Yeah.
You are so much better than all my other axes.
Axes?
Exes.
Okay.
Just a few minor youthful indiscretions, but nothing for you to lose your head over.
Okay.
Just water under the bridge.
Yeah, it's because she lopped off our heads.
Yeah, and threw our bodies in the water under the bridge.
Yeah.
The bride glares at the grooms.
Okay, so let's see. I will need something buried, something boo, something moldy, and someone new.
She tickles Pepe's chin.
Grape, por favor.
Oh, sure.
Excuse me. Those grapes are fine as they tickle my tummy.
Oh, Pepe.
She pulls another grape-like spider from a bowl and feeds him.
I'm gonna fatten you up.
In room 999, a mirror appears in a puff of smoke. Gonzo turns from the door and pads slowly over to it across the pitch-black chamber. Now standing in front of the mirror, he peers at his own reflection.
Hey there, handsome.
It glows green.
Whoa, that's pretty cool. Jinx! Wait a second, this is fun. I thought this was supposed to be scary.
His reflection speaks.
Sometimes facing yourself is the scariest thing in the world.
Not me, I'm not scared. And you gotta admit, I do look great in green. No wonder Kermit is so popular.
You do look great. for now.
In the attic, the bride adjusts Pepe's bow tie.
Careful, my love. I'm getting chopped up.
They're both dressed in white.
Me too, mi amor.
Prepare the altar!
Tendrils of smoke swirl around the room as the previous grooms look on.
He's a goner.
In room 999, Gonzo chats with his reflection.
You're saying that everyone here is trapped in the mansion by their fear?
Yeah. All 999. But there's always room for one more. So, what are your fears?
I don't have any fears. I've been shot out of a cannon, strapped to a rocket, gone skydiving without a parachute. I've done it all, and lived to tell.
Tell who? Looks to me like you're all alone.
Now, the bride and Pepe stand at an altar.
Oh, this reminds me of our wedding.
Uncle Deadly rises up in front of the couple, then notices the bride.
Here we go again.
Six times the charm, they say. They being Henry VIII.
The bride glares at him.
Dearly departed.
In room 999, the mirror shows Kermit's party.
Oh, I'm not alone. Look, do you see? My friends are right here.
Gonzo appears in a mirror at the party.
This is the greatest Halloween party ever.
Oh, yeah, well...
Even better than last year when we did bobbing for tomatoes.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, who ever heard of bobbing for tomatoes anyway? Am I right or am I wrong?
You know it wrong.
Am I right or
Two
am I wrong?
Tomatoes head off as Gonzo tries to communicate through the mirror.
Hello!
They can't hear or see you.
Gonzo's reflection is aged.
Is it me? Or are you getting older?
It's you.
Now Gonzo himself looks elderly.
Wait, where are you going? I mean, where am I going?
Great question. Where are you going?
Gonzo eyes his skeletal hands and trembles. Back at the party.
Having fun, Chief?
Scooter, yeah. I just wish Gonzo were here.
You know him. He can't pass up a chance to prove he's the great Gonzo.
Well, that's just it, you know. I tried to tell him you don't have to be the great Gonzo to be great.
Just being you is good enough.
Gonzo trembles.
I never realized. I am afraid of something. I'm afraid nobody will care about me if I'm not doing dangerous stunts.
One of the door locks unlatches with a puff of smoke.
Now I'm afraid of being trapped here forever.
The second lock releases. Gonzo turns his aged face toward the door.
Oh, that's it! The horse said facing my fears was the key!
I propose a toast to the great Gonzo, who wouldn't be here with us tonight.
Kermit!
Gonzo looks back at the party in the mirror.
Kermit, I might never be with you again. That's what I'm really afraid of. I'm afraid I'll never see my friends again.
The final lock unlatches. Gonzo looks at the door, which opens a crack. Smoke wafts into the room, washing over old Gonzo and transforming him back to his normal self. He checks himself in the mirror.
Let me out of here!
He rushes out into the hallway, and the door closes behind him. The front doors of the mansion open, and Gonzo starts toward them. In a flash, the host appears beside him.
I'm impressed, Gonzo. You did it.
Yes, I did. I faced my fears, and we made it through the night.
Well, you did, but...
Where's Pepe?
I'm afraid he'll be staying with us forever.
No.
Sounds like he's about to be loved to death. You, however, are free to go. As long as you leave before the sun rises.
Gonzo begins to walk outside, but stops.
No, I can't. I won't leave here without Pepe.
Are you sure? There isn't much time.
Losing my friend is scarier than any room in this mansion. You tell me where he is.
The host leans toward Gonzo and releases his candelabra.
Follow the light.
It begins floating off.
Go!
All right.
Gonzo passes by the monstrous potted plant which bears its fangs.
I'm coming, Pepe!
Fozzie's head floats past, followed by Miss Piggy's crystal ball.
Come and play with us, Gonzo, forever and ever.
Gonzo sprints past Twin Pigs. He chases the candelabra down a hallway which lengthens and twists. Back at the wedding.
If any person, living or dead, can show just cause as to why these two may not be joined together, let them spook now.
Don't get him started.
Gosh, if I had a nickel, I'd have to be.
The bride turns to the ghost grooms.
Congratulations.
True love.
Where are you registered?
Can I summer with you?
Meanwhile, Gonzo follows the candelabra to a circular staircase and watches it float up the stairwell's open central shaft at the wedding.
Yes, now let's see. Where was I? Yes.
The bride fidgets impatiently. Gonzo begins climbing the curved staircase.
I believe that you two have prepared some special little vows for each other.
Yes, 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 we have. Would you like to go first, my dearest?
On the stairs, Gonzo peers over the railing to see a huge monster with massive fangs at the bottom of the stairwell. At the wedding, Pepe tries to speak.
Okay, if you insist, I'll go. Pepe, my one and only... My sixth love. My jumbo prom.
Gonzo sees the candelabra hovering by a hook connected to a door in the ceiling.
My king everything.
Gonzo hops on the staircase railing.
And finally, we come to the big moment.
Pepe, I'm coming for you.
Do you, Pepe the King Prawn, take Constance Hatchaway to be your awfully wedded wife?
Pepe!
Gonzo leaves, but can't quite grab hold of the hook and plummets, gripping the candelabra as he falls.
In sickness and in heck,
Gonzo plunges down toward the huge monster.
For eternity.
Gonzo disappears into the beast's giant mouth.
Till death.
The monster spits Gonzo back out. He soars upward.
I'm coming, Pepe!
Do your paws.
Gonzo rockets up through the floor of the attic.
Stop, Pepe! Stop! You're gonna be trapped in this house forever!
He's right. And to be perfectly honest, dear fellow, it's not all wakes and weddings.
But she loves me. She calls me Jumbo.
Pepe, remember sunrise?
Hey!
How dare you interrupt my wedding?
Oh, yeah? Well, I have faced my fears and homicidal brides are not on the list.
Okay, what's happening here? This was definitely not in the rehearsal.
Gonzo storms over to the bride.
Oh, that's it. I'm out.
Deadly vanishes. The bride rears back with an axe.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
She swings the axe, but misses. Gonzo grabs Pepe.
I got you, buddy!
As the bride prepares to strike again, Gonzo and Pepe crash out a window in slow motion. She gazes out the window after them, her heart glowing. Gonzo and Pepe land near the caretaker and his dog.
Oh, I didn't expect to see you two alive. How was the party?
It wasn't a party. It was for reals. Los muertos.
Well, I guess I'll have to start over.
He shows them headstones labeled Pepper the Shrimp and Gonzo the Great.
I'm not a shrimp. I'm
no
a geek.
No time.
Come on.
They rush past the ghosts in the cemetery.
Don't go. Stay. Stay. It's such a fun place.
Do you want an uncle? Come on, I'll sing for you.
No. They're small.
Bring me some tacos. Yeah.
Stay. Stay. I'll write to you.
Just as Gonzo and Pepe reach the open front gates, the host grabs them.
Do ya?
Gentlemen, you
didn't make it.
No. So many ladies to love, dances to do, manis to make. Why do I keep burping up little legs?
You are both free to go.
But what? Did you say free to go?
Indeed. You did what no one else has done before, Gonzo.
Crash my wedding?
I had to, Pepe. She was gonna trap you and torment you forever.
See? But what did you know about love? You're dating a chicken.
Gonzo, you performed the greatest feat a soul could ever achieve. You faced your fear. And that is the greatest act of all.
Something...
The host transforms.
I could never do.
You are the great MacGuffin.
A red herring peeks from his pocket.
Bonjour, je suis Pee-wee. Give us a kiss, huh?
Okay, this is the creepiest thing I've seen all night. Let's go. I guess you can't come with us, right?
I've made peace with my fate. This is my home. These are my friends now.
Mon ami.
Well, it's such an honor to meet you, sir. Some magician. You don't even do any tricks.
Pick a card. Any card.
Gonzo takes a card from MacGuffin.
Bravo, Gonzo. You are the greatest. MacGuffin.
Hey, Pee-wee.
Wow.
MacGuffin vanishes. With the glow of dawn now painting the sky pink, the driver pulls up in her vintage hearse.
She came back. Oh.
My Lord of Friday, this is a first. You boys have a good time.
It was terrifying. I loved it. I am never partying with you again. I ate spiders.
Sorry I missed it.
Gansu? Gracias, my friend.
You're welcome, pal.
Well, hop in, boys. It's going to be a beautiful morning.
Let's go. Okay.
As they climb in, the bride waves from the attic's broken window.
Hurry back! Hurry back, my sweet.
She disappears in the hearse.
Hi, Kermit.
Hey, Gonzo. How'd it go last night?
Wait till you hear. I almost got married.
Been there, done that. Say, you guys coming over for breakfast?
We're on our way over.
Oh, good. Why don't you bring your friends with you?
Friends? What friends?
Three ghosts sit behind them. The screaming goat pops up. The vehicle pulls away, its rear license plate reading, D-End. A title appears over blue skies, Muppet's Haunted Mansion. A rainbow streaks across the words. Now, Dr. Teeth sings within an ornate frame.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Animal Zoot, Janice, and Lips groove to the music. Then Floyd Pepper sings.
Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things light. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight.
The Muppets at Kermit's party sing and dance, as do the caretaker, the host, the driver, and the bride. Stone busts and cemetery ghosts dance with various Muppets. The caretaker mimes going underwater. Hewitt grins.
Rock out!
Maud dances with skulls. Fred claps his hands. Mary waves her quill. Harriet dances in a Viking hat with Rolf at her side. The skeleton and mummy groove together. John Stamos swings a sparkly jacket, knocking the frame askew. Statler and Waldorf drift by in their doom buggy.
That was so upsetting. My whole life just passed before my eyes.
How was it?
Better than what we just watched.
To us.
Oh, wait, they are home.
The screaming goat pops out of the O in the Muppet Studio logo. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals, voiced by Darren Revitz.